Good afternoon. It is 4:32. You're listening to Valley Voices here on KDNK. And I'm your host, Amy Haddon Marsh. And joining me in the studio today are Matt Wells, social studies teacher at Roaring Fork High School, and wonderful students, Rex Hamilton, Tavia Teitler, and Jensine Platero, along with Matt's daughter, Aisha, who is in the first grade. But Tavia, Rex, and Jensine are part of the Roaring Fork High School's Model UN program. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
I love the Model UN program. I don't know a lot about it, but it just sounds very, I don't know, prestigious or something. Why don't you introduce yourselves, even though I've mentioned your names, and how old you are, what grade you're in, that kind of thing. So we'll start with you, Tavia.
All right. My name is Tavia Teitler. I'm 17, and I am a senior at Roaring Fork High School, and this is my third year as part of the Roaring Fork High School Model UN Club.
Oh, great.
Hi, my name is Jensine Platero. I am 17 years old. I'm currently a senior at Roaring Fork High School, and actually, this is my first year at the Model UN Club.
Great.
I'm Rex Hamilton. I'm 14, a freshman at Roaring Fork High School. And this is my first year in the Model UN Club.
And there you are, Matt Wells.
Yeah, my name's Matt Wells. I'm 47. I'm not sure what grade that puts me in.
What grade are you in?
And I've been at Roaring Fork. This is my fifth year now, teaching
social
studies. Social
studies. Mm-hmm. Was it your idea to have the Model UN program?
I guess so. I mean, there were several teachers that were interested and students that also, had, you know, when we started talking about getting a Model UN Club going. I think Roaring Fork has had one in the past.
Okay.
But when I came down to Roaring Fork, I used to teach in Aspen. We thought we'd want to get this up and running again.
Mm-hmm. It's neat. Somebody talk about the Model UN program. Tavia, you've been with it the longest, it sounds like. What is it and what is its purpose?
All right. So Model United Nations is a club that we have at our high school, but it's also something students participate in around the country and around the world. So in our club, our main focus is preparing for the conference that we are going to be attending in New York City in a couple of weeks. And for this conference, our club is assigned a country. This year we are Botswana. And so as...
Botswana?
Yes.
Okay.
So as members of the club, we research about this country, and then we are each assigned to different committees that kind of emulate real committees that are on the UN. And so we do research and preparation to learn about these topics that we discuss in the committees and learn about the country, and then we get to travel to New York City and participate in this conference for 4 days where we sit on these committees with other students and debate our topics and try to come to resolutions that are beneficial for our countries.
Botswana. What have you found out about Botswana?
Well, it's located in Africa.
Right.
Good start.
This is Jensine. Good start. Yeah, that is.
The committee I am on this year is the International Court of Justice, so I am not actually representing Botswana. On this committee, I get to represent my own ideas and beliefs and views, so I have not been as much involved in the research of Botswana, but typically the kind of research that we do about these countries in preparation for the conference involves kind of understanding the political climate and views of the country, and also the country's more specific stances on the issues that are going to be debated in our committees.
That's really something. Jensine, do you want to add something?
Yeah, and so for me, I'm going to be dealing with the crime issues in Botswana. Mm-hmm. And so when I say crime, we're dealing with terrorism and the use of internet. And so I'm going to be trying to find the resolution of how we can figure out whether we are going to be violating people's freedoms by being able to check into their social media accounts. And with that being said, we also have to regulate who is using the media and whether we are able to access terrorists or not.
Heady stuff. What kind of terrorism is happening in Botswana?
Well, primarily the issues that we're covering is just we're trying to figure out if people from Saudi Arabia are communicating with people from Botswana, and we're trying to figure out how we can stop terrorism from spreading. And we have figured out that the main source is through the use of social media. Mm-hmm. And so we are trying to figure out how we can track these people and what kind of apps they use and whether we can actually have access to them or not.
That sounds really exciting.
One of the things that makes this both really cool but also challenging for these guys is that this topic of terrorism, and the ones that Tavia and Rex are on as well, are looking at them in a global way, but they have to go at it, in the case of Jensine, from Botswana's perspective, and they have to represent as best they can the government of Botswana's positions on those issues. So she's got to, as she said, look at it from Botswana's perspective, but then also be able to look at it globally, because obviously there are, in the committee you're on, involves practically every nation in the world, so you've got all of those different perspectives. And so this is the kind of preparation that they're doing for this conference.
Talk about using critical thinking skills and yes. empathy and all of that sort of
diplomacy.
Thing.
Diplomacy.
Yeah. Yes, it does require a lot of that.
So are you able to use, I mean, this is a classic adult question, but are you able to use these skills outside of the Model UN program?
Absolutely. I have gained a lot of really important real-world skills from my participation in this club and in this conference for the last couple of years. One of the things that I think this conference teaches that is really important is being able to think globally and also put yourself in the perspective of someone else and think from someone else's viewpoint. Last year, I was on the legal committee, and the topic that we discussed was censorship of mass media. And as a journalist myself, and from my own beliefs, I am very against censorship in the media in general, but we were representing Bulgaria last year, which very heavily censors their media. And so it was a really good experience to have to debate something and try to come to solutions about something from a perspective that I didn't necessarily agree with. And I think that the ability to do that and to have that skill is something that translates into lots of other aspects of life as well.
What do you mean by think globally? That's a phrase that's tossed around a lot. What do you mean by that?
Right. I think a lot of times as high schoolers, it is our tendency to be very self-focused, and sometimes that is very important for success, maintaining grades and participating in the social aspect of high school and figuring out plans for our own futures takes a lot of time and energy and thought. But I think it's also very important to take time to think about things that are going on in the world around us and kind of contemplate and research and understand bigger concepts and bigger problems that are taking place all around the world and involve lots of people besides ourselves and the people in our high school. And I think Model UN is a really great way to encourage high schoolers to take time to understand and think deeply about and care about these other really big worldwide issues.
Well, Rex Hamilton, this is your first year in Model UN.
Yeah.
What made you decide to join this club?
Well, my mom is a teacher at the elementary school, and she's known Mr. Wells for a long time, and, you know, she knows him as a great teacher. And I'd heard about Model UN before, you know, both from people, and I've seen it on, you know, TV before. And it's really interesting, and knowing that, you know, the real UN solves really a lot of the world's issues, I think that having a chance to replicate that with, you know, other great minds from the high school and then eventually New York all over the country is a really great opportunity.
Yeah. So do you know the history of the United Nations, Rex Hamilton?
Not that well.
Does anybody know the history of the United Nations? Briefly, history.
I hope so.
I don't mean to embarrass anybody. I just thought, what is the history of the United Nations?
I can give an attempt and then Mr. Wells can fill in the gaps.
Tavia Teitler.
So the United Nations was established after World War II as a way to get countries to solve issues diplomatically instead of fighting. And the kind of predecessor to the UN was the League of Nations, which had mixed success. And after World War II, the League of Nations was kind of revamped and reorganized into the United Nations, which I think has about somewhere around 293 member countries.
I think it's a little less than that. It's
193.
Okay. Oh, I had the hundreds wrong. Okay.
That's okay.
And lots of different committees that attempt to tackle a lot of the world's issues diplomatically through debate and without fighting.
That's a great synopsis.
Thank
that's
you.
It, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, these issues, if you go to the UN website, I mean, I could get lost in that website. It's really interesting. But, you know, here are just a few of the issues, okay? Just a few. Economic growth and sustainable development. This is the global scale thing that mm-hmm. Tavia was talking about. International peace and security, development of Africa, human rights, humanitarian assistance, justice and international law, nuclear, chemical, and conventional weapons disarmament, drug control, crime prevention, and counterterrorism. Just to name a few. So I'm curious, which issues interest you guys and why?
I'm really interested in crime a lot and safety and security. And so the reason why I'm so captivated by this is because I just like the idea of having to solve mysteries and figure out how people think and what is behind their logic and reasoning. And so with the topic that I'm doing, I really think that it's interesting just figuring out what these terrorists are doing and how they communicate with one another.
Yeah, that is fascinating, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So you're right in your element, aren't you?
Yes.
That's great. What about you, Rex? What issues interest you?
I definitely agree. I'm on the United Nations Security Council representing Egypt, so we're dealing with a lot of crime, mainly in the Northern Triangle, which is the countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, and then also in the Central African Republic, and kind of trying to create a stable government and stop fighting. And I think that the security issues definitely interest me the most. I think that they're kind of the most action-packed, and sometimes economic situations kind of bore me, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I think security and economics are sort of closely tied.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, am I wrong, or it just seems to me that they are globally?
Yeah, I think they definitely are. It depends how much on the situation, I think, but definitely a big connection there.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
It is all connected. And you're on the Justice International Justice Committee?
Yes, this year I get to be a justice on the International Court of Justice, which is a committee that operates a little differently than most of the other committees in the UN. Typically, a Model United Nations committee is from about 80 to 300 students, and the committee that I will be on is only 15.
Wow.
And instead of representing a country, I will be representing my own views and morals and beliefs and deciding what I think about the issues we will be judging on. So that is going to be a very cool experience.
Wow. It's like being on the Supreme Court, but not really. The global Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait to hear about those experiences. Are you, you're the editor of the brand page this year. Are you going to write about this?
I hadn't really considered it yet.
Rex
that would
is nodding
really
his head. He's over there now. Are you going to write about this, Rex?
I think we should. I don't know.
He's one of our reporters. Maybe he can take that on. I think he just offered to write that article.
I can do that. That would be a good article to write.
Well, we will look for that. You know, it's I want to remind listeners that you're listening to Valley Voices. And my guests today are Matt Wells, who is the social studies teacher at Roaring Fork High School, Tavia Teitler, Rex Hamilton, and Jensine Platero, who are, among other things, members of the Model UN Club. And you guys are going to New York.
Yes.
When?
We are going March 10th through March 13th.
3 days in New York City. What are you going to do? I mean, I guess you've described a little bit about what you're going to do, but talk about that again.
Well, we will be attending conferences, and we will be trying to solve these issues that we are talking to you about. And we are also going to be meeting people from all over the nation and a bunch of other countries as well. And so we're going to be learning about the conflicts that they are facing and how we can solve them.
So you'll be talking to people your own age from other countries.
Yes, and they have been part of the program too, and they've been practicing just as we have.
Have you been in contact with some of them?
No, we have not.
Okay. So there's this, I mean, this is kind of a dumb question, but Model UN program is an international club.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense.
But. Yeah, it's almost as old as the UN itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I mean, students and teachers, once the UN was created, wanted to be able to replicate that situation and be able to help young people, mm-hmm. both at the high school and the collegiate level, mm-hmm. To learn about the UN and learn about international affairs. And so Model UN, and to be honest, I don't know if there was one particular person or group that started it, but mm-hmm. it has grown into a sort of a loose association of conferences around the country and the world. I mean, there are multiple conferences. This is one of the bigger and more prestigious, mm-hmm. especially since we actually get to do the closing ceremonies in the GA, the General Assembly building of the UN, which is kind of the wow. highlight mm-hmm. of the experience. So they get to sit.
So what do you do? Yeah.
At the closing ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Well, so the conference runs for 4 days, as, mm-hmm. as Jensine mentioned. And then so these guys are in their committees for long periods of time up until late at night trying to write resolutions and come to solutions, find solutions. And then they will vote on resolutions that they themselves have drafted or signed onto with other nations, other delegates from other nations. And then the closing ceremonies are ceremonial, but we go to the GA, the General Assembly, and they're each committee, of which there are overall over 20, will then present its resolutions in front of everyone involved in the conference, which is more than 2,000 students.
Wow.
But it just is pretty cool to be able to sit in yeah. the mm-hmm. in the General Assembly, mm-hmm. and they'll adopt those resolutions that have passed in committee.
That's exciting. Yeah. Now, do these... I mean, my guess is that there are some pretty powerful resolutions and some pretty powerful debate that goes on. And I'm wondering if these resolutions actually go to the main UN councils or committees or whatever.
No, they're not. They're not adopted or used by the real UN at all, although I would say that.
Are they considered at all?
No, although they perhaps should be.
Yeah.
These guys, the resolutions that they come up with are pretty spectacular in many ways. And like you said, they're very well reasoned and argued out. And perhaps the real UN members could learn a bit from these guys.
That's what I'm thinking. you know, it would be great to have yeah. them have it move sort of up the chain a little bit. So you guys are on a fundraising mission for the trip.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, it's not a cheap trip for
no,
these guys
I would
to,
imagine
to
not.
Spend 4 days in New York City. And the conference is held at the Hilton Midtown. So that's, you know, we're going to one of the more expensive places mm-hmm. in the world. And it works out roughly to be just around $1,000 for each of these students. Okay. And we have 24 going total this year. And so these guys and the club have been involved in various fundraising efforts. We worked the Euro booth at Mountain Fair, and we'll continue to do that in the future. Actually, Tavi had this idea a couple of years ago, but we've become essentially the club that provides babysitting for any school organizations that need childcare.
Oh,
some of
that's
our members
great.
Are at CRES right now doing childcare. We're going to organize a fun run after the conference in April as a fundraiser.
April 15th.
April 15th. So if you are a runner or want to support Model UN, there'll be more information coming out about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let us know what that
so,
is.
And, you know, and these guys are working on their own in some cases, and obviously families are helping out, but it's mm-hmm. $1,000 roughly to do this trip is not easy.
No, it isn't easy.
So,
and $24,000 is a lot of money, but it's yeah. a great cause.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fascinating. Now, Tavia, you've been, this is your third year, you say?
Yes.
Yes. How's your involvement changed over the past 3 years?
The first year that we went, I was really, really excited, but I didn't really know what to expect. Mm. And I'd never participated in a Model UN conference before, and a lot of the other students there had previous experience. And so I was a little intimidated, but I realized pretty quickly that I could get involved and that my opinions were very valid and added something to the group. And so that kind of confidence that I gained the first year and proving to myself that I was able to participate and add value to the committee kind of set me up for the next year to go in with more confidence and be more determined to really make an impact on my committee.
Wow. I want to go. Can I go? Can I become a senior in high school and go?
Sure.
Rex, this is your first year.
Yeah.
So do you have any expectations of the conference?
I haven't been this excited for something in a long time.
Really?
I mean, to be able to go to New York and get outside of our little town is a great opportunity. And I mean, not to say that Carbondale isn't great, but it's great to see.
It's not New York.
No, definitely. It's great to see the opinions and meet students from, you know, all over the country and even all over the world. And it's just such a great opportunity. I mean, you don't expect to be able to do something like this living in Carbondale, but it's great that we have it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And I don't know, I guess I got really excited looking at the UN website just to get a little background. And I thought, boy, these students are going up to New York and they're going to be in that building and, you know, sort of be in that vibe of relevant international issues. And, you know, there are some people, and we just have a couple minutes left. Of course, I asked the big question at the very end, but briefly, why do you all think the United Nations is relevant in today's world?
The United Nations is relevant just because it helps people be informed on the current events that is happening in every country, and it's a way for countries to communicate and come to resolutions without necessarily fighting, like Tavi had said earlier, and also, like, figure out whether we can create allies or, like, just come to a conclusion.
Great. That's like Tavia.
I think there are a lot of people right now that would argue that the UN is quite ineffective and it doesn't really get anything done. And I think to a certain extent that is true. But I think the UN, even just existing, is really important. Just the idea of the UN and the fact that it exists and that countries are willing to be a part of this diplomatic entity and at least try to come to solutions in a peaceful way, I think is really important to the culture of our world and is a really vital thing to our future and our global peace.
Well, Tavia Teitler, Jensine Platero, Rex Hamilton, Matt Wells, and Aisha over there in the corner. Thanks very much for joining me today. And real quickly, is there any information where people can make a contribution?
Yeah, I mean, they can contact Roaring Fork High School and contact through me at the high school is one way. We have a GoFundMe page, which is gofundme.com/RFHS-UN. But also can easily get in touch with us through
the school.
All right.
Well, this has been Valley Voices. Thanks for listening, and thank you all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.